Following a quiet Friday, we are looking ahead to a coastal storm that will bring moderate impacts of snow and ice to areas south and east of Albany late tonight through the day tomorrow. The storm continues to come together. Yesterday it was across the deep south, now it's working its way through the southeast, and it's beginning that turn to the northeast. And the storm itself will actually take a very favorable track for big snow across the northeast, storms that track over what we call the benchmark, which is 40 degrees north and 70 degrees west, typically do bring significant snow. However, a big piece is missing, and it's high pressure to the north that would feed cold air into the storm. And with that high pressure area missing, the cold is going to be marginal at best, and this storm is going to move rather quickly. So we're looking at a storm that will have some impact to our area, again, mainly south and east of Albany. But for most of us, this looks to be a miss as a storm tracks to our southeast tomorrow. A winter weather advisory is in effect for areas south and east of Albany, including the mid and lower Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Pioneer Valley, and also the southern Berkshires. In that advisory area, snow amounts are likely to exceed 3 inches, and there's also likely to be a period of icing as well, as it looks like that mixed line will work up to about the I-84 corridor during tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. In terms of timing, snow will begin in areas south of Albany after midnight. The edge of the storm is likely to reach the capital region right around sunrise tomorrow. Again, the snow will be heaviest in areas south and east of Albany, where some areas will exceed 3 inches of accumulation, especially in that advisory area. Snow amounts will be lighter farther north, and in areas north and west of Albany, we're looking at very little, if any, snow from this storm system. The storm will clear late tomorrow. Any wintry mix could end as a brief period of snow as cold air wraps in behind it. The weather is quiet but breezy on Sunday. Another clipper-type system could bring some light snow, mainly south of Albany, on Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, mainly south, high in the lower 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow mainly south of I-90, high in the lower 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, snow developing after midnight, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a mixture of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of snow late, low 20 to 25. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, especially south and east of Albany, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, high in the 20s to around 30. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow, mainly south of Albany, with highs in the teens and 20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.